I think he's gone off to make his own kill.
Mordred's a hungry, she said. And then, you can touch him a little, can't you? At least enough to know if he's here or if he's gone.
Roland considered this, then said simply, I'm his father. 8. By dark, they had a large heap of deerskins and a pile of skinned, headless carcasses that surely would have been black with flies in warmer weather. They ate another huge meal of sizzling venison steaks, utterly delicious, and Susanna spared another thought for Mordred, somewhere out in the dark, probably eating his own supper raw. He might have matches, but he wasn't stupid. If they saw another fire in all this darkness, they would rush down upon it, and him. Then bang, 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 goodbye, Spider-Boy. She felt a surprising amount of sympathy for him, and told herself to beware of it. Certainly he would have felt none for either her or Roland, had the shoe been on the other foot. When they were done eating, Roland wiped his greasy fingers on his shirt and said, That tasted fine.
You got that right.
Now let's get the brains out, then we'll sleep.
One at a time? Susanna asked.
Yes. So far as I know, brains only come one to a customer. For a moment, she was too surprised at hearing Eddie's phrase, one to a customer, coming from Roland's mouth to realize he'd made a joke. Lame, yes, but a bona fide joke. Then she managed a token laugh.
Very funny, Roland. You know what I meant.
Roland nodded. We'll sleep one at a time, and stand a watch, yes. I think that would be best. Time and repetition had done its work. She'd now seen too many tumbling guts to feel squeamish about a few brains.